当他们在困难中呼求神，神就兴起事实来帮助他们。
The second type is tender love, and this is when the people encountered difficulties and they called out to God, then the Lord gave them a judge to help.
那士师记里面记载的啊，再来一位士师啊，叫做以户。
In the book of Judges, there is a judge named Ehud.
那他的一个特质，他是左拐子啊，左手便利的人。
And one characteristic of his is that he was left-handed.
那问题是，他又可以给敌人致命的一击。
And he could also give a fatal blow to the enemy.
一个左拐子的给一个敌人致命的一击啊，这是他这一辈子很大的一个特色。
And this was a great characteristic that this left-handed man gave a fatal strike to an enemy.
那这个以弗啊，他是便雅悯人。
Ehud was from the tribe of Benjamin.
我们还记得便雅悯人就是左手便利的，圣经上所有左手便利的都是便雅悯人。
Most of the left-handed people in the Bible are from the tribe of Benjamin.
应该是 all of. 我好像是查过了哈。
Or,
圣经上里面记载的左手便利的人都是便雅悯人。
So in the Bible, anyone that is left-handed is from the tribe of Benjamin.
并不是说便雅悯人通通是左手便利的。
It doesn't mean that all Benjamites were left-handed.
因为毕竟左手便利的不是那么是少数了。
Because it is still the minority that is left-handed.
当时欺负他们的王叫摩押王。
And the king that did them injustice was a Moabite king.
然后这个左手便利的致命一击之后呢，他们国中就太平八十年了。
And after this fatal blow to the Moabite king, there was peace for 80 years.
那从他的这个以户啊，小弟学到三点。然后
From Ehud, I have learned 3 points.
第一个就是神选用各种不同的人。
The first is that God chooses all types of people to use.
再来就是，虽然左手便利啊，无论右手左手啊，要被神用啊，要成功啊，人还是要自己操练的。
And the second point is, although he was left-handed, no matter he was left or right-handed, he had to train himself to be used.
再来就看到神很明显的同工。
And then we also see that God was with him.
所以就能够救以色列百姓脱离这个摩押王伊基伦。
Therefore, he was able to use Ehud to give peace to the Israelites for 80 years.
我们来读这个士师记三章十五节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
我们从十二节开始读。
Let us start from verse 12.
Jennifer, 请你读。Who? Who?
他是左手便利的以色列人，托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。
这边圣经上特别记载啊，以户他是一个左手便利的人呢。
The Bible records Ehud as a left-handed man.
我请问这边有没有左拐子啊
？Do we have any left-handed people here?
请举手。
Please raise your hand.
左拐子，一个。
We have one.
那个。Jeremy, 你小时候有没有用左手，然后被老师打你的手过？啊 ？You
no, but when you were little, did you try to use your left hand and be corrected by the teacher?
Oh, now you are lucky. American is okay. 我太太也是左拐子的。
Because my wife is a left hand. My wife is left handed.
他说他小时候这个用左手拿笔，老师都会敲他的手啊。
And when she was young and she used her left hand to use hit her hand.
然后呢，她回家用左手拿筷子啊，爸爸也会敲她的手啊。
And when she went home and she used her left hand to hold chopsticks, her dad would also hit her hand.
啊，因为他们觉得这个，如果你不把她改正过来，以后嫁不出去啊。
Because they felt that if this was not corrected, she could not get married in the future.
就是没有人要娶她了。
And nobody would want to marry her.
其实男生也是一样哦，在东方人的社会哈、哦。如果你是左拐子的，常常会被纠正成为右拐子的。
And it's true in Eastern society that even if you are a man, you would be corrected to become a right-handed person, even if you're born left-handed.
这是说实话有点不太人道了。现在人知道了。
Nowadays, we think that that's not very just.
但是在古代是这样子的。
But this is what was true in the olden days.
所以当你觉得跟别人不一样、特殊。又是别人所要纠正的时候啊，人常常会有一种自卑感呢、啊。
So when you are quite different from other people, and other people always try to correct you, then you will have a sense of self-pity.
啊，你听过丑小鸭的故事
？Have you heard the story of the ugly duckling?
啊，这个丑小鸭小时候啊，啊都被人家嫌呐、啊，怎么你这么丑呢？怎么你这样子呢？人都会有一种自卑的情节。
The ugly duckling felt self-pity because everyone told him that he was ugly, and he.
那我们看我们年纪轻的同龄们，有时候也会有这种情节，自卑的情节。
And sometimes younger brothers and sisters will also feel the same sense of self-pity.
啊，尤其年轻人在寻找自己的定位跟价值。
Especially when young people are searching for their own identity and their value.
啊，有个弟兄他歌喉不是很好。
There was a brother who did not have a very nice voice.
不敢参加诗班。
And he was afraid to join the choir.
看到这个诗班在现世那么好听。
But when he saw how the choir presented so beautifully,
他都在掉眼泪啊。
He wept.
他掉眼泪不是很感动掉眼泪啊。
He did not weep because he was moved by the songs.
他掉眼泪是因为觉得自己很不如人家，人家都那么会唱诗，自己怎么这么不会唱诗，掉眼泪啊。
He shed tears because he felt sorry for himself that he wasn't as good as everyone else.
所以我们就看到，其实啊，神用各种不同的人。
But we can see that God uses all different types of people.
无论是左手的、右手的啊，神都会拣选呢、啊。
Even if you're left-handed or right-handed, the Lord will use you.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第六节
Verse 6.
哥林多前书十二章第六节到第八节
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6 to verse 8.
十二章第六节到第八节
Chapter 12 verse 6 to 8.
好，我们请 Nina 来念。我们再读十二节。
Look at verse 12.
Please read.
Can you please read verse 12?
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
这个道理我们很懂啊，就是告诉我们每个人都有他的特色。
This tells us that everyone has their own characteristics.
所以我们不必羡慕其他的人。
So we should not be jealous of other people.
我们要珍惜神给我们特殊的地方。
Instead, we have to treasure the special things that God has
given us. 我们每个人都有就好像一个身体的不同肢体一样。
We are like different members of the same body.
真的，有的在教会里面，有的人呢、啊，他是做眼睛的。
It's true that in a church, some people are the eyes.
他很会观察教会里面应该改进的地方。
And they're very good at observing what needs to be changed.
有的人是做手的。
Some people are the hands.
他很懂得用双手来服侍神。
They really know how to use their hands to serve God.
所以这个做手的不能说他不是眼睛，所以他就他就感到自卑啊。
And the hands cannot feel sorry for themselves because they are not the eyes.
但是我觉得有一个问题比较大，就是如果做脚的，尤其是那个脚底的。 都没有人看到你的哦，这样的人真的比较容易自卑啊。
But there is a problem that if you are the bottom of the foot and nobody sees you, then you have a greater tendency of feeling sorry for yourself.
哎，真的，你发觉到，哎，怎么在教会我是做脚趾头的呢
？And you'll come to church and you'll think, why am I the toes?
啊，怎么都没有人注意到我呢
？How come nobody pays attention to me?
啊，怎么我什么都不会呢
？Why is it that I don't know how to do anything?
我在想哦，学习接受自己哦，是一个过程。
I was thinking that to learn how to accept yourself is a process.
我小时候一个传道送给我一句话。
When I was young, a pastor gave me encouraged me with this.
啊，我们看以弗所书啊。
Let's turn to
第四章十六节。
Ephesians 4:16.
他送给我这个十六节的最后一句话。
And he gave me the latter part of verse 16.
四章十六节
Chapter 4, verse
16. 那个严勋弟兄，请你念。这个传道用毛笔字啊，写。最后面在爱中建立自己这四个字送给我。
And there was this pastor that wrote in Chinese calligraphy to build itself up in love as each part does its work.
英文没有嘛？中文就是在 build yourself up in love， 有没有？
So the English says build itself up in love.
那为什么传道会送这个字经节给我做勉励呢？
Give me this verse as encouragement.
我在想，对我来讲呢，这个我在小时候应该是很骄傲，所以也变得很自卑这样子。
And I was thinking it was probably because I was very proud when I was young, and this made me this gave me very low self-esteem.
因为其实骄傲跟自卑啊，它是一体的了哈。一个很骄傲的人，当他发觉到自己不如人家的时候，也很容易自卑啊。
Because pride and self-pity, they're two sides of the same coin. When you feel very proud, then you'll also feel self-pity that you're not as good.
小时候小弟住乡下。
When I was young, I lived in the countryside.
我小学一年级的时候，我觉得自己很了不起的。
When I was in first grade, I was very full of myself.
为什么呢？
And why was this?
因为好像运动啦，读书啦，好像都不错。
Because it seemed like I was very good at school and very good at
有一次我跟同学聊天，我就跟他讲说：“你看我这么会赛跑，你都不会。”
And one time I was chatting with a friend and I said, "See how fast I run, but you can't run."
你看我考这么好，你都不好。
See how good my grades are.
那小朋友都很喜欢比较啊。
You don't have these grades because kids love to compare.
这个就是一种很骄傲的态度。
This was a very proud attitude that I had.
但是到四年级的时候，我们就搬到大台北啊。
But when I was in fourth grade, we moved to the city of Taipei.
那大家都。很爱念书，也很会念书。
And everyone loved to study, and they were good at studying.
所以那种骄傲的心呢，就变成一种很自卑的心了。
And my heart of pride became a heart of self-pity.
尤其那时候我们家境很不好。
Especially because our family was not doing very well financially.
我常常因为爸爸没有帮我送我去补习感到生气。
And I was often angry because my father couldn't send me to after-school classes.
所以当时就会。所以我们现在回想起来，就是真的，如果你觉得自己常常是被忽略的，真的要常常在神的爱中建立自己。
And now that I think back, I can truly understand that if you feel that you are neglected, you really have to build yourself up in God's love.
你是一个特殊的人。
Because you are a special person.
神造你一定是有目的的。
And God must have a purpose in creating.
就好像神也用一个左手便利的人一样。
Just as God used a left-handed man.
我太太怀孕第一胎的时候。
When my wife was pregnant with our first child.
因为我们那时是留学生啊，所以我们没有薪水，所以我们。参加一个 WIC 的一个 program，
because we were foreign exchange students and we didn't have a
foreign
students and we didn't have a salary， so we joined this program called WIC，
就是 Woman Infant， 就是一个政府的一个一个福利的机构了。
And this was a non-profit organization set up by the government for women and infants.
啊，那我们去看医生的时候，就是怀孕的时候去看医生。
To the doctor for a prenatal checkup.
我就看到那个那里贴一张牌子。
I saw a sign.
大概是要鼓励人家说，不要堕胎的意思啊。
And perhaps it was there to discourage people from having an abortion.
啊，上面就写一句话说，神所制造的都不会是垃圾了。
And it said that God make garbage.
啊，神不会造我成为一个垃圾。
Oh, God won't make me garbage.
那我就想了很久啊。
And I thought about this for a long time.
真的是这样，就是神所让他出生下来的人呢，每个人都有神要他工作的一个目的啊。
And it's true that whoever God allows to be born, God has a purpose for them.
啊，所以我们真的不要自卑啊。
So we should not have self-pity.
虽然我们跟人家不一样。
Even if we are different from everyone else.
有一个妈妈生下一个没有手没有脚的孩子。
There is a mother who gave birth to a baby with no hands and no feet.
啊，刚开始这个医生跟护士啊都不晓得抱去给他的这个妈妈来看嘛。
And at first, the doctors and the nurses didn't even know how to bring this baby to the mother.
因为很怕他妈妈伤心啊。
Because they were afraid that the mother would be very sad.
后来妈妈终于看到他的孩子了。
And when the mother finally saw the child.
本来医生跟护士都会想说他一定会哭啊，会怎么样啊。
The doctors and nurses expected her to cry.
但是妈妈第一句话竟说，好可爱的小朋友。
But the first sentence that the mom said was, "What a cute baby."
她不会去看这个孩子的缺点呢。
She did not dwell on the negative or the lacks of the child.
她就是用这样的心态抚养她孩子。
But she used this very positive attitude to raise.
所以让孩子在长大当中，从来没有觉得自己好像有一个缺陷，跟人家不一样。
So as the child grew, he never felt that he was different. Than other people.
啊，所以后来这个孩子啊，后来成为一个很有名的人。他演讲的时候呢，他就讲一句话。
And this child later became a very famous person. And when he gave a speech, he said.
他说：“我妈妈真是慧眼识英雄啊，从小就知道我是一个很可爱的人呢。”
He just said that his mom had good taste and knew that he was a very special child.
真的，我们每个人无论有多更加不一样，甚至缺陷哈。啊，神都会有神的恩惠在他身上。
And even though we are different than other people, the Lord will be with those who lack something.
你知道，在台湾有一个人，他是一个用有一个名词我忘记了，他是也是没有手没有脚，他是用雕那个笔画画的。
In Taiwan, there is a person.
叫什么画家
？Hands or feet.
口什么画家？有个特别成语哈，特别。啊、他是用含着笔啊作画的，很有名啊。
There's a person that doesn't have hands or feet, and he uses a pen in his mouth to do paintings.
啊，那因为后来他真的画得很好，也很有名啊，所以人家又请他到处演讲啊。
And because he was such a good artist, people asked him to go around on speaking engagements.
啊，尤其啊，特别对那一些啊很自卑的人啊，就是啊。社会上被社会放弃的这些人，后来他们自暴自弃去当流氓啦，被管训的这些人，他常对这些人演讲啊。
And he especially spoke to people in prison, because these were the people who had self-pity, and out of that self-pity, they became gangsters.
他就跟他们讲，你看，我没有手没有脚，也可以闯出一番天地来。
And he told them, to look at him that he had no hands and feet, but he could still have a career.
更何况你们有手有脚呢？
And you have hands and feet.
所以他这样的一个励志啊，说辞啊，感动很多的人呢。
And his speeches touched many people.
所以神也用一个左手便利的人。
So God also used a left-handed man.
那这个左手便利的人，我们发觉到，其实虽然他有特色啊，他自己也很努力啊。
We see that this left-handed man, even though he had a characteristic, he also tried very hard.
哦，对不起，我刚刚忘了看一个经文。我们先看这个经文好不好？哈。
Oh, I forgot to.
箴言十六章第四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 16.
箴言十六章第四节。
Proverbs 16 verse 4.
十六章第四节。
Chapter 16 verse 4.
十六章第四节。
Chapter 16 verse 4.
这样，请你念一下。 前面这个经文，神所造的各事其用，就是无论你是什么样特色的人呢，在神的国度里面呢，都是有用处的人呢。
Verse 4 says, the Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster. So God will use everything for his own end.
那我们再看呢，我们说提到说以户他也懂得自己操练。
We also mentioned that Ehud trained himself.
我们看回来四世纪第三章。
If we look at Judges chapter 3.
三章十六节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
啊，请这个将的太太啊，请你读。好，他打了一把两刃的剑。
Here it says, Ehud made a double-edged sword.
请你继续读这个二十一节。
And he strapped it to the right thigh. So please continue with verse 21.
二十二节。这厉害了。
This is very amazing.
哎，他这样一刺啊。
When he stabbed the king.
这个王哦，很胖啊，这个肉身体有很多啊。
The king was very fat, and he had a lot of fat around his middle.
这个一刺进去，这个英文圣经说，这个肉就把那个剑把刺进去了。
The Bible says that once he put the sword in, the fat closed in over it.Some versions say that the fat swallowed the sword and it went to the back.
那这样一剑就成功了哦。
And he succeeded with one blow.
那我问一个问题了哦，请问一个问题哦。
And I would like to pose a question.
为什么要把剑藏在右腿那里呢？
Why did he strap the sword to his right thigh?
为什么不在左腿呢？
Why didn't he strap it with his left thigh?
为什么？圣经没讲，我们可以想想看嘛，哦。
The Bible doesn't tell us, but we can think about it.
如果藏在他左拐子嘛，对不对？
Because he's a left man.
如果藏在左腿的话，他怎么拔？
If he's left-handed, how can he take it out from his left thigh?
那个我们都知道，如果是这样是一个 diagonal 嘛，哈，这样是一个，这样就是一个，哈，一个 diagonal 的，通常是这样比较有力嘛，哈。我的意思就是说，他一定是按照，因为他是左手的，如果他是长在怎么想，长在左腿的话呢，他拔跟这个刺啊。都会可能会比较没有力了哦，你把它想想看。
And what I'm trying to say is, because he's left-handed, if he put the sword underneath his left thigh to draw the sword out and to plunge it, he would have less force.
如果我是右手的嘛，我长左腿，我这样力臂就长，力量就大嘛，对不对
？If I'm right-handed, I put it in my left thigh and I draw it out, then I will have a stronger force.
那我如果这样。我力臂就短，力量就小一点嘛，对不对？除非我这样子又好像怪怪的。
But if I take it from my right side, then I'll have less force.
这样也比较顺手啦。
And it was more natural for him to do it.
这样也比较顺手哈，比较顺手。那因为他是左手的，人家也比较不容易防卫啊。
And because he was left-handed, it was harder for other people to defend against him.
请问你有没有看过 Mason 那个 New York Knicks 的 Mason 打球啊？
Have you seen Mason from the New York Knicks play ball?
我已经不看 NBA， 那是十几年前的 Knicks.
I don't watch the NBA anymore, and this was a player from more than a decade.
他大概退休了，所以你当然不晓得我在讲谁了。他是左拐子啊。
Anyways, he was a left-handed guy.
你防他很难啊，
it was very hard to
因为一般人都是右手的，所以哦，他老是有一些奇怪的动作，他一下就闪过去了。所以我觉得啊，这个以户啊这样的两刃的剑藏在左，因为他是左拐子，藏右腿， 他一定常常在这样练习，我们可以想象他一定常常在练习的。
And because Ehud was left-handed, he probably practiced a lot in this manner.
那因为他的练习啊，到最后他也才能够一刀给他致命了。
And because he practiced a lot, he was able to kill the king with one blow.
哦，所以这样看起来，我们真的要常常要准备，要练习。
And this teaches us that we should often prepare ourselves.
我们来看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
箴言的21章第五节。
Proverbs 21 verse 5.
21章第五节。
21 verse 5.
21章第五节。
21 verse 5.
乃罗丹，请你念。所以我们做事情要有准备，你这样急急躁躁的哦，没有办法做成功的。但是你殷勤的，然后有准备，那到最后你就会成功了。
This tells us that the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as sure as haste leads to poverty.
所以我们看到这个以户他应该就是我们可以想象他不晓得练习多久了才做这个致命的一击。
And we can imagine how many times Ehud practiced before he made this fatal blow.
告诉我们准备很重要。
And it tells us that preparation is very important.
我们的神呢，也是一个有准备的神呢。
Our God is also a God of preparation.
我们常常说他准备救恩准备了几千年哦。
We often say that he prepared for salvation for thousands of years.
我们谈到说为什么他把亚伯拉罕领到这个应许之地因为那里是地球的当初世界的中心。
And we have.Said that the Lord brought Abraham to the Promised Land because that was the center of the earth. Back then.
为什么不让他在米索波大米建立他的国家就好了呢
？Why didn't he allow Abraham to build up his kingdom in Mesopotamia？
因为耶稣要在世界的中心生下来。
Because the Lord Jesus was to be born in the middle of the earth.
因为圣地是欧亚非三块六地的桥梁哦。
Because the Holy Land is a bridge between Africa. The Middle East and Europe.
所以在地点上面
呢，
主耶稣做神做了准备。
So for this location, the Lord had already prepared.
在时间上面，神也做了准备。
The Lord had also prepared with time.
所以我们说他是在罗马帝国的时候生下来的。
So he was born during the Roman Empire.
那今天我们呢，无论做什么都要有准备，要练习。
And today, no matter what we do, we have to prepare.
我们安息日哈叫做预备日。
The Sabbath
礼拜五礼拜五又叫安息日的预备日哦。
Friday is also called the preparation day for the Sabbath.
所以我们要懂得礼拜五尽量来聚会。
Therefore, we have to come to church on Friday.
那我们来聚会也要早一点来预备心。
And when we come to church, we should come earlier to prepare our
hearts. 真的有预备跟没有预备会差很多了哈。
Because there will be a big difference between preparing and
not preparing. 神的道也就是两刃的利剑呢。
God's word is also a double-edged sword.
所以我们也要常常被训练来讲神的道理
And we have to train ourselves to speak the word of God.
所以我们在座的很多都是会讲道理的同工
There are many seated here who are workers who can speak.
我们也要常常练习
We should also often prepare.
那耶稣常常晚上做长时间的祷告
Jesus also prayed for long periods of time at night.
这是主耶稣他预备工作的一部分。
This was part of his preparation.
我们常常想那个非基督徒他们为了让他们的工作有力量演讲有力量，也常常做准备了。
Those who are not Christians, before they give any speeches, they also prepare a lot.
有一个人叫萧伯纳，他是一个非常有名的演讲家。
There is a very famous speaker.
萧伯纳英文叫什么名字？我也不知道呢。萧伯纳他口才很好了。
Who was very eloquent?
人家问他说：“你为什么口才那么好啊？”
And people asked him why he was so eloquent.
他说：“唯一的秘诀就是练习啊。”
And he said the only secret is to practice.
他说：“演讲像溜冰呢。”
He said to give a speech is like ice skating.
你要常常跌了好几次你就会变成专家。
You have to fall several times before becoming an expert.
这是真的了哈。
This is true.
连外邦人他们都懂得要准备。
Even Gentiles know how to prepare.
有一位大学的。传播系系主任他已经是某一间很有名的大学的传播系系主任。
There was a head of the communications department at a college.
很会讲话的。
He was very good at speaking.
他说他每天早上起来他在住在台湾他每天早上起来第一件事就是要读国语日报，把它大声的念出来
And he said every morning when he woke up, he would take a child's newspaper and read it out loud.
然后呢，他在公车上面，他会把广告词呢，啊，出声音把它念出来啊。
But he would also read all the ads on the bus out loud.
啊，他就是要做练习啊，哦。
And he did this to practice.
所以我们有一个特色，我们要常常做练习，又准备啊。
So we should also practice, and make it our characteristic.
啊，这样子啊，就能够把神交托的使命完成。
Then we can complete the tasks that the Lord.
但是我们会知道，他能够把这个异己王杀掉，其实还有一个很重要的因素，就是神跟他同工了。
But we know that Ehud was able to kill the king because the Lord was with him.
啊，我们继续来读圣经哈。
Let's continue to read the Bible.
我们看四世纪第三章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 3,
十七节哈。
Verse 17.
我们从十七节读到这个二十二节。
Read from verse 17 to verse 22.
罗丹后面是谁啊？哦，是那个伯母是吗？是谁？看不到。
Rina,
哦 ，Rina。Rina, would you please read? Can you read? You can use your language also, no problem.
To verse 22.
他读到第几节了？你读到第几节了？ Tony， 都要读完了是吧？哦，跳到 Tony 读啊。好，那我请中文的再念一遍好不好？
Can I ask someone with a Chinese Bible to read it again?
哎，兄弟，请你念一下。开，请你念一下。再念一次哈。
Please read it again.
除那个，谢谢你。十七节到二十二节。
17 to 22.
请读二十四节。
Please read verse 24.
这个有几件事情，如果不是神同在哦，就是没有办法，他实在是没有办法这么完美啦，没有办法这么顺利啊。
There are a few things that was the providence of the Lord. If it weren't for the providence of the Lord, it wouldn't be so perfect.
首先圣经上提到说这个异己王啊非常的胖。
The first thing is that the Bible says the king Eglon was very obese.
然后呢他送完礼物之后呢又回头过来找他。
And after Ehud paid the tribute, he turned around to seek the king.
那跟王说王啊有个秘密跟你说。
And he said that I have a secret message for you, O king.
我问你，请问是谁让王在这个时候感动王说，来，左右通通退去
？So let me ask you, who was the one who moved the king to tell everyone to leave?
如果这个王有一点点怀疑呀、啊、
，If this king had a hint of suspicion,
啊，他可以留左右的人在那附近呢、啊、
？He could leave his attendants close to him.
甚至他可以说，嘿。有秘密什么谁的大家都可以知道的，你就这样说就好了。
And he could also say you can share the secret with everyone present.
是神真的感动王啊，让他左右的人通通，哎，左右的人通通走吧。
But it was the Lord who moved the king to tell everyone to leave.
是谁让那一天很热的？
Who allowed that day to be very hot?
今天的天气很有关系哦。
Because the weather was very important.
为什么呢？
Why was it?
我们因为那个时候王在凉楼啊，因为比较热，他在凉楼啊。 比较楼上。
It was very hot, so he went to the upper room. The king went to the upper room of his summer palace.
他应该是从上面走下来，我在想象了哦。所以这样一次啊，不是出到心脏，是知道肚子啊。
And he should have been stepping down from a higher place. So therefore, when Ehud struck, he struck the belly instead of the heart.
啊，这个一吃进去的时候呢，那个中文圣经没有，英文圣经说连那个肠子啊、大便通通流出来了。And
the Bible tells us that even the entrails came out.
哎，这个中文没有了哈。The
Chinese doesn't have this.
请问，如果你这个大号在外面哦，天气冷的话，那个。 味道会传得很远吗？
Let me ask you, if you are going to the bathroom outside and the weather is cold, will the odor permeate?
热的时候会传得很远，还是冷的时候会传得比较远？
Will the smell travel when it's hot or when it's cold?
应该是热的时候那个蒸发得快嘛，味道就传得远嘛，对不对？
Usually it evaporates faster in the heat, and therefore the odor spreads.
所以门关起来，外面那些人哦，就说。 嗯，这个这么臭，他怎么那么久不出来啊？在里面大便呢、啊，在里面大号。
So when the door was locked and the king was inside for a long time, everyone sniffed and thought that he was relieving himself.
这个真的很奇妙，那个他一杀有没有杀到喉咙啊？
When it's very miraculous because when he killed the king, he did he stab the throat?
啊，没有杀到喉咙，他可不可以喊救命啊？
Could he have yelled for help.
所以这个事情哦，如果在时间啊，在整个细节啦，如果没有神的参与哦，他在练习也是没有办法这么顺利的。So
if God did not help, then even in the timing or in all the details, he wouldn't be so successful.
谁安排让他把这些人赶出去的？
Who allowed the king to drive out everyone in his presence?
谁让那一天天气那么热？ 所以，当他肠子流出来的那些东西可以被闻到呢
？Who allowed the weather to be so hot that when the entrails came out, people could smell?
谁让他啊这个肚子被插透了，可是嘴巴竟然喊不出来呢
？Who allowed this king to have a sword in his belly but not be able to utter any cry?
所以，这个整个细节当中，我们就看到神的手啊。 啊，在那边呢、啊、运作，在那边帮助啊。In
this whole event, we see the hand of God helping.
更重要就是，我们发觉到神是个以户啊，有一颗安静的心呢、啊。And
the most important thing is God gave Ehud a very quiet heart.
我们看23节哦。We
look at verse 23.
23节，我们请 Sunny 来读。 我请问你一个问题哈、哦，如果你做了一件坏事啊，那个做了之后，你马上第一件想到是什么 ？Let
me ask you, when you commit something wrong, what's the first thing on your mind?
第一件事想到就是要赶快溜嘛，对不对？The
first thing is to get away from the crime scene.
他真的很冷静哦，他真的很冷静。
But he was very cool-headed.
他这样一杀，然后呢，那时候就他跟王啊。 他还有时间去把整个楼啊的这个锁啊，通通把它锁起来啊。So
after he stabbed the king, he still had time to go around and shut the doors to the summer palace.
然后就是因为他这样做啊，他更多的时间从容的逃亡啊。And
because he did this, he had more time to escape.
大家有没有听过那个荆轲刺秦王的故事？
Have you seen the movie Hero?
哎，真的 movie 啊，我不知道哎，真的有吗？啊，我没有看过啊、哦。我说荆轲刺秦王，我哎，是不是这样讲的？啊，有一个荆轲不是刺秦王，我们有前读过，是不是？风萧萧兮易水寒，壮士一气兮不复还。
The movie Hero is based on a Chinese poem where someone assassinates the king of China.
荆轲不是带一个人去吗？ 有没有？
Didn't the assassin bring another person?
有没有？ 我没有看，我不知道。 没有啊， 我听到的故事， 听到的是说， 荆轲带一个小混混啊， 平常这个杀人不眨眼的一个小混混啊， 去， 就是跟着要去， 刺秦王啊。
So in the original story, the assassin brings another thug who is used to killing people.
那个故事哦， 到最后有一个成语叫做穷途匕现， 他也是哦， 带了一个匕首藏在一个地图里面， 就是让王读那个地图哦， 那个读地图不是要把穷， 把穷途匕现嘛， 那个图呢， 要打开， 然后刀就拿进来就可以刺秦， 刺秦王， 这样子啊。
And in the original story, he hid a sword and a map, and he was to present the map to the king. So when the king unscrolled the map, there was something to stab him with.
啊， 可是啊， 这个， 那个跟着荆轲那个小混混啊， 这个王一看呢，就知道这两个人哦，心里有鬼啊，因为他平常作威作福，欺负小老百姓没有问题啊。看到王啊，看到那个台阶啊，看到整个气势啊，他就吓得脸都变得颜色了。But
when the king saw the thug, he knew something was not right because this this gangster, he was so afraid that he wasn't himself.
所以你看，整个在啊以户啊刺王的这个过程当中呢。 他心中非常的平静。And
we can see that in this process of assassinating the king, Ehud was very calm.
所以王一点怀疑都没有啊。So
the king had no suspicion at all.
并且他可以从容的把楼门啊通通关锁了。And
after assassinating the king, he could close all the doors of the upper room.
因为他有平静的心。Because
he had a very quiet heart.
这些都是神同在的一个明证了哦。
And this is proof that God was present.
所以今天呢， 我们有特色， 我们不要自卑， 啊， 虽然跟别人不一样， 我们努力， 最后还是要加上神的祝福哦。
So this tells us that even if we have self-pity, we should know that God uses all types of people, and all we need is God's guidance.
啊， 我们看一下诗篇的127篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
127篇。
Psalm 127.
第一节
127 verse 1
127篇第一节
Psalm 127 verse 1
我们请Jason来念 127篇第一节
Psalm 127 verse 1
这是真的哦。如果不是神亲自同工哦，你再努力、再有特色也是没有用的。It's
true that without the Lord's abidance, no matter how hard you try or how special you are, it'll be no use.
我们看箴言的21章31节。Let's
also look at Proverbs 21 verse 30.
箴言21章31节。Proverbs
21 verse 31.
21章31节。Chapter
21 verse 31 of Proverbs.
杰森，21章31节，真的得胜在乎神哈。Here
it tells us victory rests with the Lord.
所以我们要常常依靠神哈。So
we should depend on the Lord.
我们要懂得在风浪当中呼求神。We
have to know how to cry out to God in our distress.
彼得在风浪当中要沉下去了。
Peter was about to sink into the ocean.
他呼求神啊,
but he cried out to the Lord.
后来神握着他的手可以走海浪啊,
and later the Lord grabbed his hand and they were able to walk on the water. I believe this was probably one of those unforgettable moments in his life where the Lord held his hand and walked on the water.
当神啊牵着我们的手啊, 我们的心就很安定啊。
And when the Lord holds our hand, our heart is very calm.
其实如果一个人不怕死, 他就会有安静的心。
Actually, if a person is not afraid of dying, they will have a very quiet heart.
其实哦, 像以父啊, 或是荆轲这种死士啊, 真的, 很多人他原来就不怕死的。
It's true that Ehud or the assassin in the Chinese story, if people like that, if they do not, they are not afraid of death, they will not be afraid.
一个人不怕死，什么东西大概都不怕，大概啊，大概什么东西都可以不会被吓到。
And when a person is not afraid of death, they will not be afraid of anything.
其实我们基督徒哦，真的不要怕死啊。
And as Christians, we should not be afraid of death.
保罗说，在生死之间，如果他有选择，他宁愿选择死啊。
And Paul said, if he were to choose between life and death, he would choose death.
因为那是好的无比的。
Because that is a very beautiful thing for him.
啊，因为但是为了要造就信徒啊，他神还让他活下来啊。
But to benefit the believers, the Lord has allowed him to live.
所以我们靠神，知道我们死之后有一个很好的盼望。
So when we depend on the Lord, we know that we have an eternal hope.
我们既然有平静的心。
And we will have a very calm heart.
啊，因为神在我们身上，我们就有力量哦。
And because God is with us, we will have strength.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们呢。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
像以弗这样啊，特赦。但不自卑，也不骄傲。
To be like Ehud, to be special but not be proud or self-conscious.
自己能够常常有预备。
To prepare our hearts or to prepare ourselves.
得神的同工。
And have the abidance of the Lord.
这样子我们就能够得到顺利。
Then we can have success.
我们来唱一首诗好了。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
467首Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessing.